Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles have themselves a new manager, and their opening is getting filled. San Diego Padres just hired, Craig Stammen to be their new manager, who was an advisor to A.J. Preller. So let's talk some baseball now as we go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Former national player, Craig Stammen. Chelsea Janes, national baseball reporter for the Washington Post, joins us. And Chelsea, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. You were at the Craig Albernaz press conference. What did you think of the hire, and what were your first impressions of the new skipper?
Yeah, I think the hire seemed really smart. I think the whole time he's been pretty coveted by pretty much everyone that's had a managerial opening. I know people with the Nats really liked him as well. So I think they were, and they joked about this in the press conference. I think they were lucky to get him. Just seeing the press conference, I had not spent a lot of time around him. He is just totally his own guy. He's, got this crazy Boston accent, and I think he's just going to be himself and be goofy. And I just really seeing it in person thought this is exactly what they've needed, even though I couldn't have told you that before I saw him.
Well, Chelsea, we all wanted someone from the outside of the organization because we feel like this culture needs a bit of a shakeup. These young guys kind of need a little kick in the butt here. Do you see Craig kind of bringing that guards ball type of play to Baltimore?
Yeah, I think what he'll bring is, just from knowing the Guardians and sort of how the Rays think about things, is he will let each of them kind of be who they are, which sounds really corny, but in a baseball sense, I think it means sort of asking from everyone what they can actually do. And I think at times in the last few years, even in terms of role, Adley Rutschman had to kind of be a leader. He's not a natural leader. That was always a little bit out of his realm. And it just kind of felt like everyone was just kind of trying to be what they thought they were supposed to be instead of being, what they actually are. And I think he'll take the time to kind of get to know them and hopefully kind of free people up to play in the roles that they're best suited for. Will it matter? That all sounds great. That sounds perfect. But I do think that he's got a little more of the people feel in a way that could be really helpful here.
Well, we're really interested to see what his relationship is sort of like inwardly and outwardly with Adley Rutschman, because obviously this guy was not a 1-1, right? He's a catcher who rang every amount of ability and will out of his body to get to the AAA level, then quickly becomes a successful coach, on a team that was a stickler for fundamentals. And whatever Mike Elias wants to spew about Adley Rutschman, the guy's been in steep decline for two straight seasons, both behind the plate and in the batter's box. Do you think that there might be a little tough love to come for Adley? Because let's face it, Albernaz wasn't around when this guy was the 1-1, right? He wasn't here when they couldn't lose a series for a year after Adley got called up. Nobody's sweeping him, all that stuff. Like, I don't know. I'm just wondering if he might be a little bit more of a bad cop than Adley Rutschman is used to.
You know, I don't know him well enough to know for sure, but my sense from talking to people is that it might not be so much bad cop as like honest cop, you know, who kind of might be able to say, hey, like, this has not gone well. Like, you know, maybe kind of, I don't know. There seems to be kind of this feeling there that, you know, Adley's just kind of a little bit too tense, you know, a little bit, or I don't know, like this feeling that he's kind of taking on too much and isn't adapting quick enough and all this stuff. And I think, you know, for obvious reasons, people have been careful around him. I mean, he was the number one guy in that organization. I mean, he's supposed to be the centerpiece. And like you said, if Albernaz can come in without that sort of, I don't know, tiptoeing, if that's the right word.
Walking on eggshells, yeah.
Yeah, I think, and I don't think everyone did that with Adley, but I do think it's just kind of a different level of, like, honesty and realness, for lack of a better word, that might really help him and might take some pressure off Adley just to have someone say, hey, like, it's still there, but we got to figure this out, you know, instead of, like, you know, trying to reassure him about something that he knows isn't going the way he wants.
We're talking with Chelsea Janes, Inside Access here on The Fan. This is a very important offseason for the Orioles. And David Rubenstein spoke at that press conference and said there are no financial constraints to this team as far as bringing in players. I do remember him saying something similar last year, and that led to Charlie Morton and Tyler O'Neill and not a lot that really helped this baseball team. So do you expect them to be more aggressive in free agency this offseason?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You know, I do. I don't know that he didn't give the same mandate last year. I don't think we know that for sure, but at least from hearing from people who talked to the Orioles, they felt like maybe that was more of a front office being shy, especially on the pitching deals. We know they're very careful with those. So, you know, I think it was more of a miscalculation on the front office part than a ownership not freeing up the money to spend. I mean, I don't think they're going to go sign Kyle Tucker at $300 million, but I think there's reason to believe they'll play for top end starting pitchers and, you know, whatever they feel they really need. So I think that they probably have a similar mandate as they did last year. And the question is, you know, is the front office maybe going to pivot from the quantity over quality approach to pitching that they took that ended up giving them neither?
Well, that was also the first time that David Rubenstein addressed Michael Elias's promotion that happened prior to the 2025 season. And he said that Mike Shy doesn't want to be in the limelight. But then at the end of his quote, Chelsea said, Mike's going to be here for many, many years. And you know, if he didn't have the promotion, you would think, okay, he's really on the hot seat in terms of a GM. But even if the Orioles go out next year and have another losing season, I don't see Mike Elias's job being in jeopardy because of what the owner has said. Do you agree with that, Chelsea?
I don't know. It's hard to get a feel sometimes with Rubenstein. One of the things I have been told is that the person who is hardest on baseball operations is actually Michael Arrighetti, who's the other owner. So I don't know if you know, that message about years and years was, you know, coming from everyone or just something, you know, he was saying in a nice moment. I don't know. It could be true. But I would get the sense that that's not necessarily representative of the urgency felt by his co-owner. But, you know, we don't hear from Arrigetti much, and it seems like he's fine with that. So maybe it, Rubenstein is talking for all of them. But, yeah, I was surprised to hear that, too. It clicked in my brain, like, years and years. Interesting. Not that I think maybe Elias should have been let go or anything after last year. I think you have to give him a little runway. But, yeah, that was interesting.
What do you make of the Nats hire? 32 years
33,
old?
33, yeah.
Crazy on paper. Not the craziest hire now we've seen this year, I think. But in listening to Paul Toboni, he kind of sounded like he was glad they interviewed him because then he was blown away. Like, I don't think they set out to hire the youngest manager in baseball, even if they do look like a team that's trying to be all new agey now. Like, I think they just interviewed this guy because people recommended him and they thought, you know what, this is our chance to get this guy. And so it'll be really interesting to see. If you told me the Nats called the Rays and said, who is your top managerial prospect? Can we interview him? I would say that's probably a smart approach.
Yes.
So if I think this is that, but it is going to be interesting. 33 is very young and, you know, he's got to be able to win over people older than him. And, you know, I certainly think that Paul Toboni and his staff anticipated that. So, you know, he said that one of the things about this guy is that he's developed a reputation for doing that. Right. So, we'll see, but fascinating and on paper, just absolutely wild.
Chelsea Janes is the National Baseball Reporter for the Washington Post. Chelsea, thank you as always for your time. That was great.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coming up next, a little all the young dudes. And Enrique Bradfield Jr.'s playing the Arizona Fall League. He's an Arizona Fall League All-Star. What about the future for one Enrique Bradfield Jr.? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.